Hachette Audio presents Pale Rider, The Spanish Flu of 1918 and How It Changed the World. Written by Laura Spinney, read by Paul Hodgson. For RSJF and the Lost Generations. Introduction. The Elephant in the Room. The brevity of the influenza pandemic of 1918 posed great problems to doctors at the time. It has posed great problems to historians ever since. Terence Ranger, The Spanish Influenza Pandemic of 1918 to 19, 2003. Kaiser Wilhelm of Germany abdicated on 9th of November 1918, and in the streets of Paris there was jubilation. A mort Guillaume, they shouted. A bas Guillaume. Death to Wilhelm. Down with Wilhelm. Meanwhile, high above the city's 7th arrondissement, the poet Guillaume Apollinaire lay on his deathbed. A leading light of the French avant-garde movement, the man who invented the term surrealist and inspired such figures as Pablo Picasso and Marcel Duchamp, he had signed up to fight in 1914. Having survived a shrapnel wound to the head and the drilling of a hole into his skull, he died of Spanish flu at the age of 38 and was declared mort pour la France. His funeral was held 4 days later, 2 days after the armistice was signed. On leaving the church of St. Thomas Aquinas, the mourners set off eastwards, towards Père Lachaise Cemetery. But as it reached the corner of Saint-Germain, recalled Apollinaire's friend and fellow poet Blaise Centrard, the cortège was besieged by a crowd of noisy celebrants of the armistice.